Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
This we got our friends here. They join us each week this half hour, the Farinis. Joe and Cindy are their names, and they join us to talk a lot about marriage. And they've been doing this for so many years in the station. We're always grateful to have them. Hey, guys.
And they're in Colorado.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, we're in Estes Park right now.
Good morning. Yeah. So it's like 3 in the morning?
Actually, I thought it was 3 hours difference, but it's only 2, so it's like 5:15.
Oh, that's a piece of cake.
Piece of cake. Yeah.
And Estes Park is beautiful.
It really is. And the elk were coming down the mountains yesterday, so we saw herds of elk that kind of blocked our traffic yesterday, so it was pretty cool.
Did you chase them or anything, or you just watched them?
No, just stayed out of their way.
Okay. They were fighting, right?
They were.
Yeah,
Brian, would you jump in there?
Of course.
They're fighting?
I'd take them.
All right, well.
You know, it was really interesting. Their voices were really high, and the sounds of their, how when they were fighting, and I thought, wow, that's really, they're such big animals. I would have thought it would be a really low, low sound.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of like, it sounded like two little kids kind of screaming.
Oh,
that's sad.
Yeah.
That's really strange there.
Kind of weird.
Well, there you have it.
So what's your marriage topic for us this week?
Well, you know what? We had a question from someone, a couple that were in the process of rebuilding their marriage due to a sin issue. And the wife actually was asking, you know, how do we know when we're rebuilding our marriage, when we put too many control, like we're trying to control the other person too much, versus just being cautious to make sure that we're really rebuilding in the right direction, which I thought was really a great question. And it was interesting, too, because this weekend while we were here in Estes Park doing the Weekend to Remember with Family Life, we had a couple of people actually ask a very similar question because the person here when we were speaking, it happened to be as a result of an affair. And they said, you know, I want to be able to kind of know where my husband is and what he's doing, but I don't want to be so controlling. So I like, you know, sort of what's that division line? So that's kind of where the question came from.
So Dad, without knowing all of the details of this couple's challenge, how would you start guiding them to know how to be observant and cautious without being controlling?
Very good. You know, I would start from the very beginning on this one. And that is, I need to get some clarity. They need to get some clarity regarding the sin issue itself. You need to get your facts straight. Don't listen to other people. Don't listen to gossipers. And identify the sin issue clearly. Identify the steps that actually led to that sin issue. And then identify your true feelings about the sin issue. You know, a practical thing that you can be doing actually is writing out your feelings, your thoughts about this whole scenario. How did it affect you? And then you will need to then surrender those feelings to the Lord. You know, in 1 Peter 5:7, it says, cast your anxiety on him because he cares for you.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, by just doing this very simple thing, what you are doing is you are surrendering your hurt, you're surrendering your anger to the Lord. And in essence, you're revoking your right to get revenge on the other person and trusting the Lord to be your defender. And the sooner you can do that, turn this matter over to the Lord, the better. And I think it's a way of demonstrating trust in him to set things right. And then after you do those things, I think then we can really begin to enter into forgiveness. And forgiveness will then just naturally follow, if you will, after you take those steps.
Mm-hmm.
But not knowing the whole scenario here, I would say the issue here is really a one of lack of trust. And how do you get back into a trusting relationship with someone that has offended you? Well, you have to go through a process, if you will, of seeking and granting forgiveness of one another. And understanding that true forgiveness really is not pretending that something didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something did happen. And so the offended person here, and it sounds like it was probably the wife, needs to understand, though, that when she is at a point where she can begin to grant forgiveness to the husband, that this true forgiveness is not to be conditional. We cannot be saying things like, well, I'll forgive you if you do this or I'll do that. And that's a lot of times, that's not true biblical forgiveness. But on the other hand, let me just say this, because this is really confusing to lots of folks. And that is, you know, when you extend true biblical forgiveness to somebody, you're not giving that offender permission or the ability to continue in that sin. right? There needs to be true repentance at this point, and we need to set up some really healthy boundaries, and I think that's what Mom wants to talk a little bit more about.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Mom.
Well, basically, you know, I guess what I would want to address is, you know, when do you start to cross that line of, you know, being cautious and curious to really want to mend this marriage versus when are you getting so controlling that, you know, you have to have your way all the time and that gets a little demanding, you know, and I think demanding is not the way to go about it either. So a lot of what Dad said, I do agree with, and I think the offender needs to take really 100% ownership of whatever that wrong was. And if, like, just even for instance, this weekend I spoke with somebody, and it was, they just, the husband had just said that he had an addiction to pornography. And then the wife was like, I don't know what to do. And she says, and he's blaming me that it's my fault because, you know, of my job, I'm not home very much, blah, blah, blah. And so my first thing that I said to her was, it was his choice to have this affair. And so while there may have been some things that you contributed to not being available or you know, being gone a lot, and then you have to deal with that, but it wasn't your fault that he had the affair. That was his choice. And I think, you know, we're such a blaming society. It's everybody's fault. You know, it's not my fault. I didn't do anything. And so I think the offender is the one who really needs to take 100% blame for their actions, and then they need to be 100% repentant. And if they have conditions, you know, well, you know, I was wrong, but it was your fault for this, then that isn't 100% repentant. And when they are 100% repentant, then they need to be 100% accountable. And I would say there needs to be an action plan where they have together discussed what kind of an action plan, what kind of establishment of boundaries are we going to have? Will we have access to each other's phone messages, or will we have access to each other's credit card receipts? You know, what kinds of things will be put into place to make sure that we know what each other is doing without being controlling? So it has to be, both have to agree that upon that. You can't be, you know, I get to see everything you do, but I don't have to show you everything that I'm doing. So it has to be agreed upon.
Well, it's 7:20. We're Brian and Kathleen, and we're always grateful for the marriage advice we get this half hour from Joe and Cindy Farini. Thank you so much, you guys. This is really practical stuff, and I know somebody's going to have their marriage healed from your advice here. So could you give us some tips on how folks can reach out to you?
Sure. Anytime they can get to us through our website, which is either joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. You can email us through there. You can go to My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And we actually have the elk fighting on our Facebook page if you want to see it. But, you know, we'd love to hear from you. We love to get the questions. A lot of the questions we do get from the Marriage Weekend to Remembers that we attend and speak at. So we'd love to hear from you. Thank you.
All righty. God bless you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.